MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Wednesday, March 26, 2025. Beverly candidates face off ahead of the 6th Essex primary. Chipotle, J. Crew are headed to Gloucester. Cloudy, mid to upper 40s, high tide Gloucester Harbor, 9:51 p.m. Caroline Enos is reporting in the Salem News. Two local Democrats looking to take over Jerry Parasella's 6th Essex representative seat shared their views at a candidates' forum hosted by the Ryleside Civic Association at Ayers Elementary School in Beverly on Monday night. Voters will choose between City Councilors Todd Rotondo and Hannah Bowen in an April 15 Democratic primary for the special election. The winner will face Republican Medley Long III in the general special election May 13. Caroline Enos has candidate profiles in today's Salem News. Ethan Foreman writes in the Gloucester Times, Gloucester Crossing is now almost fully leased as Chipotle Mexican Grill and J. Crew Factory are getting set to open later this spring or early summer, with the shopping center itself having been in development for more than a decade and a half. Clothing retailer J. Crew Factory plans to open at the sprawling shopping plaza at 100 Gloucester Crossing Road in the early summer, according to Zach Lehan, project manager for the commercial real estate development property, Sam Park & Company, which developed the plaza and manages it. Help wanted ads for the hiring of a new store director and assistant manager for J. Crew Factory can be found online, and the signs in the front window announce the store is opening this summer. Chipotle is expected to begin dishing up burritos, quesadillas, and tacos in a 2,360-square-foot space around the same time that J. Crew Factory opens up. More news after this break.
It's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSO News Sports. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows at msonewsports.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
On itemlive.com, Isaac Green reports local mental health case managers and community members gathered outside Lynn City Hall Tuesday afternoon to protest Governor Maura Healey's proposed state budget, which would slash funding for case management services by 50% across Massachusetts. Organized by Department of Mental Health workers and supported by SEIU Local 509, the informational picket was one of several held statewide in response. And Matt Petrie reports in today's Newburyport Daily News. In Amesbury, after an hour of going through all line items, the school committee on Tuesday voted to pass a recommended budget that would just about cover level services. The 5-1 vote approves a fiscal 2026 budget of $40.8 million, an increase of 7.71% over fiscal year 2025. The vote also served as a vote of confidence in keeping Amesbury Innovation High School at its Friend Street location instead of moving it inside Amesbury High School as a cost-saving measure. In North Shore sports, 25-year-old Shane Smith, who grew up in Danvers, is expected to make the opening day roster of the Chicago White Sox. Smith is a 6'4" right-hander who played baseball at Governor's Academy in Byfield and later at Wake Forest University before being selected in the Major League Baseball draft. The Essex College baseball team scored a 24-3 win over Gordon yesterday. North Reading's Joey Framartino had a multi-hit game for the Gulls. Salem State baseball will play today at Keene State. The Newburyport Daily News named its Wrestler of the Year in today's paper. He is Tanner Kamuda from Pentucket High School. Kamuda won over 100 matches in his career with the Panthers. The Bruins and Celtics were both off last night. Tonight, the Bruins play the Ducks in Anaheim. Celtics match up against the Suns in Phoenix. And the Red Sox open the 2025 season tomorrow afternoon in Texas. For our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, and our media director, Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.